Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March 23rd, 2024. We're going to be working on something quite simple and a very simple question by a listener who has been with us since I left Escondido many years ago to come and teach here. And I am very, very grateful this person still is in touch and listens. And the basic email was about what does it mean to have a noble practice? As I talk about it oftentimes in these commentaries and podcasts, video casts, just my basic podcast weekly. So all of this is interesting because I don't think people understand what the word noble means. It means virtuous. It means to do something that would occur only because I was willing to sacrifice something for the sake of something greater than my desires and my ambitions, my wishes, my ego, as it were. So there you are, the noble thing. Let's talk about it. This is from Alexandria, and she is now living in Washington State, so that's wonderful. Alexandria, the word noble here is about doing something beyond the grit of Gregory Penn. Let's use it like that. In the whole effort, I have to be willing to sacrifice those things about myself that nobly would bring me to the virtue of what it means to have an authentic spiritual practice. That's what it's really all about. But to do this, I have to be willing, shall we say, to do without, as it were, certain things. I'll give you some examples here in a moment that would normally be considered something that sustained a person's pride. Okay, the first thing that has to go is the pride. That whole mechanism that the ego puts together, that definitely has to go. And most people live their whole life with their identity surrounded by the idea of what they're proud of about themselves. These can be really silly things. The biggest one, let's go to the big one first, a sense of rightness or self-righteousness. If a person is more interested in their self-righteousness than they are in the state of love, the state of mercy or forgiveness, then they are not a noble person. It takes a noble person to put aside, you know, anger, hostility, fear, grief, put aside the idea that I'm a victim or that someone did something to me that was unfair, whatever. The noble aspect is to realize one thing, and this is hard, Alexandria, for people to get. I know not what I do. They know not what they do. People do a lot of things that they regret later on in their life. Some people do a lot of things that they never regret, but still culminate into all sorts of conditions, circumstances, things that are just prevalent in a human being's life that bring about the karma of devastation, of disappointment, of hurt, of sorrow. They just live in that kind of folderol all their life, and they never really change. They don't transcend into anything that is truly meaningful. So to be noble is for me to put aside my interests, my seeming advancement in some area of my life, and realize the selfishness of, let's say, a Gregory Edward Penn that I refuse to acknowledge because I've covered it all up with excuses and alibis. And that's the way most of us live. our pride exceeds our ability to do anything that is noble, that is, shall we say, more than philanthropical kind. And that's the big thing. I watch people at hospice. I watch them in public. I was recently in the belly of the beast. I had to go to the DMV and renew my license. And while I'm standing there waiting, you know, to do the things you need to do at the DMV, I watch people get irate, impatient, not only with themselves, actually, but with the people that work there. And what are they to do? It's just, we don't make each other's lives graceful, do we? We're not interested in making another person's life grateful or gracious. We just have no gratitude at all for our life. And so in being this way, I set into motion all sorts of ugly things. Impatience brings about anger and hostility and self-righteousness. So a noble person steps back, and this is the kicker, Alexandria. You have to accept the blow that may not have seemed fair to you that you have to endure. You have to assume certain things, like when someone is blaming me for something they think I did, but really didn't do at all, I accept the hit. Why? Because it isn't worth fighting for. In fighting for my righteousness, I would be also, at the same time, degrading my ability to go into consciousness. I'd be setting up my ego to step before me in any given situation and start taking over my life. It is better for me to appear wrong than to be right in any given situation that, well, shall we say, makes another person look like a horse's patoot. I'm not interested in righteousness. I'm really not. I'm not interested in being right. I am interested in the truth. And if you hold to the truth will be known in any given situation. To fight for your rights or to fight to be right when you know you're being wronged doesn't change a single thing. Because what goes on is the propaganda of, shall we say, talking bad about someone, talking smack about someone, is much more important to people than finding the truth. And no matter what, if the truth were revealed, people don't want to admit they're wrong. When they persecute you, they don't want to admit they've been wrong. So nothing ever really changes. Nothing. People go on with their silly opinions about themselves and other people, and it never changes. When you can understand this, when this can be a vocal point in your life, when you can be aware of this, that is when something of the other shore begins to appear in you. Be noble. Nobility is to see the bigger picture and what's really important. And to be accused, as you say in your email, of something you say you didn't do, doesn't really matter. People are going to say all sorts of things against you in the course of your lifetime, if you haven't noticed that already. And what does it matter? I like what Jesus said. I really do. What's that to thee? Follow thou me. I just live by that. It doesn't mean a thing to me. And whether or not, you know, there's a right, a wrong, a good, or a bad to anything, live noble. Be noble enough to know when it is, shall we say, important to speak the truth and when it is important to hold your truth. A lot of people don't know that. I hope that helped you. I really do. I really enjoy your email, Alexandria, and thank you. And I miss the opportunity of talking to you. Maybe one day we'll meet again. Please forgive me, all of you. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.